My next guest, I am so excited about this, served as an election protection attorney in Pennsylvania in the 2020 election, and he has previously served on the Democratic National Committee's National Lawyers Council and the Minority Voting Rights Committee. He was an electoral poll monitor for the Obama campaign in Philadelphia in 2012 and an electoral poll monitor for the Clinton campaign in Broward County, Florida. During the 2016 U.S. presidential election, he has also argued and won an appeal of a court order protecting voters' rights in New Jersey on Election Day 2006. Oh, I feel so honored to have this gentleman with us today. He is attorney Richard C. Bell, and he's been practicing law in New York City for more than 30 years. He graduated from Duke magna cum laude and received his Juris Doctorate from Rutgers University School of Law. Hi, attorney Richard Bell. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, Perry, it's really my honor, especially you invited me back a number of times. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're a good one. You are a good one. So let's just get to the meat and potatoes. So Donald Trump has been setting up this false narrative about the mail-in ballots being fraudulent, and the, you know, he didn't say that in 2020 when he won the election by a smidgen, and we weren't happy.
Of course not, sure.
Right. We weren't happy that he won the vote, but you know what? We accepted it. We moved on. It looks like he thinks, and I'm not a legalese at all, but does he have the right to ask the Supreme Court to get involved with this? And I want to know who the lawyers are around him, because they're not too bright. Doesn't this have to go through state by state? This is a state issue.
Perry, you may not be a lawyer, but you got it all right.
Okay.
So, you terrific job, because first of all, there's a path to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have specific challenges to ballots. It has to be a tight race, and it has to go through the state or federal court system to get up to the Supreme Court. So, no, he can't pick up the phone saying, coming over across the street to the Supreme Court and you count the ballots. Doesn't work like that. So, yes, totally false narrative. So that we just got to throw that out. And if people remember Bush versus Gore, it took over a month to get to the Supreme Court because it had to go through all the other stages first.
All right, then. So this is another concern. So when I saw this image of these, these white Trump supporters going into where they were counting the votes in Wayne County, I mean, they might as well had ropes and tiki lights or something.
100% vigilantes and hooligans.
Right.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Vigilantes and hooligans. Are we treading dangerous waters right now when people are walking down this, like a Trump son, when they're talking about stop counting the votes? Is that a democracy?
That is not a democracy, and I'll give credit even to the secretaries of state and election officials who are Republicans in the states.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually all of them that I have seen came out and said, we will count the vote, we will count it fairly, and then we will certify the vote. And if there's a challenge to our certified results, it will go through the process. So that is the process. Hooliganism, vigilantism. You know, I don't know if you remember in 2000, the Republicans literally broke into the vote counting polling area to try to intimidate the people in South Florida who were counting the votes.
Right.
Kind of changed the whole tone. But here in Detroit, you had a city attorney who really had guts, because he stood up, he got the police to come in, and he said, those that haven't behaved that actually have credentials are out of here, and those without credentials, we have the police here. You're not coming in.
All right. So based on all of your experience, tell our listeners what you want us to know about what is going on here. It's better than me asking questions. You just tell us what we should know, be vigilant about what we're going to see and experience in next week, next 2 weeks. Just take it away, Attorney Bell.
Okay, my pleasure. So here's where we are. We basically have four key states we should be concerned about for litigation, and two others maybe. So the four key states right now would be Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and maybe later Nevada, Arizona. Obviously, it all depends on Trump, if Trump comes back or not, or Biden holds them, because that's going to determine it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the issues. Number one, Pennsylvania. So if Pennsylvania does not do it, Biden doesn't get it, but it's looking better. Philly's coming in good so far.
Okay.
But if Pennsylvania goes the other way and it goes to Trump, what he's going to do is go try to get back for the third time to the Supreme Court. He lost the first two times when he said that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling that it's okay to count ballots for 3 days after Election Day, as long as they're postmarked by Election
Day.
Right,
right.
The problem is the conservative justices, the dissented, especially Alito, and he literally said, well, you know what, I think it's unconstitutional under the federal constitution. I don't really care what their interpretation of the state constitution is. So if that case ever goes up, that's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good legal argument is, wait a second. You ruled on this already, and the voters of Pennsylvania relied on your ruling, mm-hmm. that it was okay as long as it got postmarked, so they just followed the law. How do you take away somebody's right to vote now after you told them it was okay?
Wow. And that happened in the federal courts?
That one actually started in the state court in Pennsylvania, went up to their highest court, and then the Supreme Court, the first time, 4-4, Roberts joined us and said, I'm going to uphold the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that it's okay to have the extension. Came back a second time, and the Supreme Court said, you know what, it's just too close to the election this time, so we're not even going to consider it.
Wow.
But Alito tipped his hand, and he said, "This." Basically, he's saying in English, if this comes back, I'm going the other way. Now, we have obviously Justice Barrett there, too.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the last time. So that will concern me. However, it depends, of course, on how many votes came in, because if that's the issue, how many votes came in, you know, within three days after the election, does that make a difference anyway?
But postmarked.
Yes, postmarked on Election Day. Yes, absolutely. But Perry, you know, I don't have to say this to you and your audience. None of us trust the Supreme Court, obviously.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it may or may not be done right. I know Justice Roberts, as conservative as he is, my feel is he does not want to be known as the Roberts Court that took away an election.
Mm-hmm.
He's an institutionalist. As conservative as he is, he doesn't like to be controversial. He doesn't have to be. But he doesn't have a choice now, because now it's 6-3, right? Even his vote only makes it 5-4.
Right.
So that concerns me in Pennsylvania, but the concern would only be if it were very tight and those votes made a difference. Legally, I think we have the much better argument, but as we know from Bush versus Gore, whether you have the best argument or not is not always the test. Now, the second state, Georgia, where it's just getting tighter and tighter and tighter, and there's a possibility of a Biden margin, they already started a suit about Savannah, where Trump claims that there were 50-plus vote-by-mail ballots that only count if you arrive by 7 p.m. on Election Day, and they claim they saw somebody put them in the wrong pile and that they got counted, and the Elections Board said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is their strategy. You throw out everything you can throw out.
Right.
They rarely come up with the evidence. It's like the whole time they were litigating before the election, and they talked about this myth of voter fraud, and every judge, conservative or liberal, said, okay, show me the evidence. They never came up with it, because that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
They bluff. And so they're going to make a challenge in Georgia if Biden wins and start saying there were these kind of irregularities. There, they're going to have to show the evidence, obviously.
All right, so let me ask you this real quick, because this whole idea of voter fraud, I don't understand how President Trump can keep saying this, because based on the stories that I'm reading over the past few years, there was some fraud, but the fraud was done by Republican and right-wing leaning people. That's the only
fraud. Yeah, like in North Carolina, where the congressman, was the fraud, and then he lost the election when they found him out.
Right.
Every study, from the Conservative Heritage Foundation to MIT to the Brennan Center, 100% of the studies show that voter fraud is so infinitesimal and small that it never makes differences in elections, certainly not national elections. It's I think one study, that was the Heritage. If you took the number of fraud cases for the vote-by-mail ballots over a 20-year period, it would average out one case per state every 7 years. Come on, this is insane.
Yes. We have been talking to our attorney, Richard Bell. He has a new book, and it is called Voting, the Ultimate Act of Resistance. So you were in Pennsylvania. You were in Pennsylvania Tuesday.
Oh, yes, I was. I was there from about 6 in the morning to after 8 at night outside a polling place. I was an outside poll observer to make sure things went smoothly. Uh-huh. I was actually in Montgomery County, which is adjacent to Philadelphia, and my polling place was about, at least for the people that showed up, were about, I would say, 90 to 95% African Americans. And it was great in terms of going smoothly. The lines did start out at about 2 hours in the morning, but I go up and down the line, speak to people, try to help them. Nobody got out of line. Nobody.
And so what were you anticipating? I mean, you've been doing this and being a poll observer for so long. What were you hoping would not happen? And it didn't.
Okay, sure. So after almost two decades, it was the first time I seriously thought about the potential of people carrying guns and trying to intimidate people, because in the training sessions, we were all made very aware of that. Pennsylvania is an open carry state, mm-hmm. and we all had to be very vigilant as to what was going on. And voter intimidation, which is not the main issue when I do this kind of work, it's really more subtle suppression that takes place. But
like
this
what?
Time, we're
like
very
what?
Concerned. Oh, like denying voters the right to have a provisional ballot if mm-hmm. there's some kind of discrepancy, or like I had in Florida, where the polling place would say to someone, no, you changed the address, you got to go back to the old place. Well, that's just not Florida law. You could sign an affidavit and go there. And they mm-hmm. said, no, you got to drive 3 hours to where you used to live. That's subtle, but obviously it stops people from voting.
Right. And so moving forward, what are your greatest fears now?
Okay, you mean in terms of this election?
This election.
Yeah, this election. So here you go. What is the Trump legal strategy? Just strip it all down to something real simple. Here's the strategy. Let's stop the count. Okay, we weren't able to do that when we went to court. Let's delay the count. Well, that hasn't happened either so far. Well, next they're going to try to delay the certification of the count, meaning that all these numbers we get are not official in the sense that they have to be certified mm-hmm. by each state, and that usually takes weeks. Sometimes it's early December, depends on the state.
Okay.
So their next goal will be trying to go to court and delay the certification, because this is what happened in Florida mm-hmm. in 2000.
Right.
If they could do that, then they could get to a point where this December 8th date, which the Supreme Court talked about in Bush versus Gore,
right.
the safe harbor date that the electoral college voters in the state have to vote, if they could get it past that or up to that, then they could say, well, you know what? The numbers we have now, he'd have to be leading, of course, in the state. Well, the numbers we have now, those are the numbers. We can't do anything more for you. Let those be the electors. That's if you were leading the state.
Okay.
So that's what the strategy was basically in Bush versus Gore, and it worked.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, we never had the full count. But here, it's all about delay, smoke, and mirrors. Mm-hmm. But I have to be very upfront with your audience.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a friendly Supreme Court here.
Right. And the other, but the one thing that I think saves us is because is it law that every legal ballot has to be counted?
Yes, that is the law in every state, despite what the president tells us. But look, he's told over 5,000 lies, right? So this is just adding
right,
to it.
Right.
So yes, the answer is in every state, every vote must be counted. And what that means is obviously every viable vote, meaning you met the deadlines and you met whatever the requirements are of the state. But they have to be counted. And that's why it takes weeks to certify the count, because they check and recheck just to make sure errors weren't made.
So do you think that this president would delay so that he doesn't have to leave office January 20th?
Well, I'll tell you, I think if he does that and the Electoral College has met and he lost the election, I think he will be escorted out by federal marshals. I don't worry about that so
okay.
much. My biggest concern is that it becomes so close. Because, look, he could challenge Pennsylvania, but if we won Nevada and Arizona
right.
or Georgia and Nevada
right.
and Wisconsin and Michigan, we win in the recounts, which we've won already
right.
in the regular votes, then we don't have to worry. Then Pennsylvania becomes moot, so it's not a problem. But, you know, we're still at that stage that we don't have it yet.
Right.
So what worries me is what's going to happen in terms of this litigation, most of which I think is nonsense, but it's not what I think. It's what
the
Supreme Court.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, Attorney Richard Bell, as always, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge of these elections and what to do and not to do at the polls. And we did everything possible to really educate our WVON audience, and they were calling in and telling us things that were going on. And it was a very exciting Tuesday, but we're still walking on eggshells.
Walking on eggshells, and Perry, as I was told by the voters in line at my polling place,
mm-hmm.
that the turnout at that polling place, and I said it was about 95% African American, mm-hmm. they said it was longer lines than Obama in 2008. So the African American community, I hope America understands who they have to thank if Biden wins this election, and not forget it this time, and start doing what needs to be done in this country, because it's the only reason that Biden will win.
Thank you so much for saying that, Attorney Richard Bell. I appreciate you so much.